Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Some of you will remember this. Some of you will have forgotten it or haven't heard this before, and I'll share something with you. Revelation 2, verse number 17. My mom and dad named me Walter. We named our son Walter. Of course, we have seven kids. Anyway, we gave them names. But look in verse number 17, Revelation 2. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. We talked about this months ago, but I want you to notice this. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receives it. We're going to get a new name. Now, I'm going to know Kelly by the name Kelly. I'm not going to know this new name. Because we read, turn me to Revelation 3:12. He that overcometh, though I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh out of the temple, out of heaven from my God. Remember, we're talking about this right now, New Jerusalem. And I will write upon him my new name. We're going to get a new name. He's going to give us a name that only he and I are going to know. It's a special name. Whatever it is, I don't know. I can't wait to see what Jesus is going to name me. Preacher, you're crazy. That's what the Bible tells us. And no man knows that name but me and him. You're going to know me by, hey, Brother Walt, there's our pastor. Hey, Brother Walt. But Jesus is not only going to know me by just Walter. He's going to know me by whatever name is on that stone. How is he going to select that name? I don't have a clue. But isn't it special to know that you're special to Jesus? Again, it's my own personal opinion, and I got to move on, that of all these millions and billions, ever how many people is going to be in heaven, I don't know, millions, billions, or whatever the number you want to put to it, we're all going to have a different name. There's so many Joes and Sallys and Sues, and you know, nothing wrong with it, you know. So many. We have how many Ronnies in this church? How many Davids in this church? How many Walts in this church? That won't be, I just don't believe that's going to be like that in heaven. When he gives us a name, he's going to give me a different name than Kelly. We're not going to have to say, are you following the thought? Again, it's just my way of thinking. I could be out in left field on this. I just believe, because God's omniscient, he can come up with a billion names. Nothing too small for God. I think it's very special. We're going to get a new name. Revelation 22, verse 4. Look at this. And he shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Not only is he going to give us a name, his name's going to be in our foreheads. Now, you're crazy, preacher. And I mentioned that before in Revelation 14:1. It talks about the 144,000. We won't go there, but they are sealed, and his name is in those 144,000, their foreheads. Remember, we read that. As opposed to the mark of the beast that had 666 in their foreheads, those select of God, those 144,000, will have the name of Jesus on their forehead, whatever he writes there. But he says, my name's on their foreheads. Well, for eternity, we're going to be identified with Christ. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, I'm just telling what the Word of God says. By the way, what's wrong with that? We belong to him. We will have a new name. And then we get to verse number 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I wrote a note here, and I got 2-3 minutes. I want to read this. The word fearful, I looked this up. It's the one that's mentioned first in this list of awful things. It's not, fearful does not mean cowardness or being scared, but faithless, lack of faith is literally what this word means when you look it up. Does not mean they're scaredy cats, the fearful. It means that they're faithless, and lack of faith is tied closely together with the next word of being unbelieving. Unbelieving means without trusting God. They're very similar, but they have two different meanings. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Unbelieving just means without trusting God. By the way, what do you have to do to go to hell? You've heard me say this before from the pulpit. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Go just like you are. You do nothing, and you're on your way to hell. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Amen. But he that believeth not, unbelieving, is condemned already, because he's murdered, he's a homosexual, he's a liar, he's a thief. No, they don't go to hell because of that. The only reason anybody goes to hell is because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Case closed. What about these people? These are unbelievers, and that was their lifestyle. They were murderers. They were liars. They were whoremongers. They were sorcerers. And I won't go, I got all the definitions here, but they won't, time won't allow. This was their lifestyle. But do you know all these sins can be forgiven? Every one of them, except Matthew 12:31 tells me that for blasphemy, let me read that real quick. I have that marked. Matthew 12:31. Therefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. What does all mean? You all sin and even blasphemy, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. What is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? That's when the Holy Spirit of God is calling and wooing you, and you tell him no for the last time. It's not for, that's the unforgivable sin. Jesus said all sin is forgiving, but this one, that's when you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's no forgiveness for that. Are you following? Let me give you one other one in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, and I'm done. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? We just read that. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. We just read that in Revelation 21, in verse number 11. As such were some of you, but now ye're washed. Isn't that wonderful to know that Jesus said you're forgiven? All sin is forgiven. He had a whole list here in 1 Corinthians 6 of these people are not going to enter as you used to be that way. But now, you're washed, you're saved, you're no longer that way. Well, I got to quit. Next week we'll look at the city, and there came unto me, verse number 9, one of the seven angels with that the seven vials full of seven last plagues. Isn't it amazing these angels that introduced the last plagues? Now he's going to introduce that new city coming down from heaven. He says, come, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And we'll talk about that new city next week. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, for scripture. Lord, we thank you most of all for that great salvation that's offered to all mankind. Thank you for Jesus, who made this possible. Again, our Father, we pray perhaps there's somebody here today that knows you not as Savior, that today would be their day. Today would be the day that they'll be one of those whosoever wills. May they come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for morning worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.